Star Wars 7x7 episode 3086. Now that we are through season one of Andor, we're going to take a look back at the many mouths that Luthen Rael says he has to feed. What did we learn about that? What else is going on out there? And what is he trying to do with all of these various organizations? Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. Before we begin, I have a little request, which is that if you happen to like checking out videos on YouTube and you have a YouTube account, I hope you would consider subscribing to the Star Wars 7x7 podcast on YouTube. I am so close to reaching 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, and I would love to hit that by the end of the year. So if you are not yet a subscriber, but you are on YouTube, then please consider following the account, subscribing to the account at SW7X7 on YouTube. And thank you so much for considering it. All right, so let's talk about Luthen Rael. And he is very appropriately named Axis, codenamed Axis by the Imperial Security Bureau, but they don't necessarily know just how connected he is. Not yet, at least. And for all intents and purposes, I don't think we understand the breadth and scope of how connected he is either. From the ISB's perspective, we know that there have been a number of attacks and thefts from various Imperial installations, but beyond that, we don't know anything about the groups that were involved or anything like that. We know that Maya Pei is a name that's been mentioned. Ando Krieger's name has been mentioned, of course. And then, of course, there's Saw Gerrera, and we will talk about him in a little bit more detail momentarily. But I will stick with Saw for a second just to flag the fact that he identifies Ando Krieger as a, quote, separatist, unquote. And that is one of the things that Cassian talks about when he and Luthen are conversing during the first minutes of Chapter 4 of the Aldani episode after they have escaped from Ferrix. Cassian doesn't know who Luthen is, wonders whether he's part of a number of groups, including Alliance, Separatist, and Partisan Front. And then he mentions guerrillas, but that is actually lowercase in the closed captioning, whereas Alliance and Separatist and Partisan Front are title case, which makes me think that the guerrilla thing doesn't mean any particular group or anything, just, you know, that somebody is, you know, loosely fighting a revolutionary war against the Empire, but not associated with anyone. However, there are groups which are, in fact, somewhat organized to some degree. And while Luthen does not admit to Cassian that he is a part of any of those groups, one way or the other, which it certainly seems like he's not, what he does seem to be doing is trying to build a proto-rebel alliance. When he goes to visit Saw Gerrera in his particular cold cave that's not Jedha, right, they have a conversation about getting people to start working together. Saw Gerrera is resistant to this. He says that he's the only one who has clarity of purpose, a clarity of purpose which Luthen defines as anarchy. But the argument that Luthen is making to Cassian in the micro scale, you know, don't you want to put a stick in the Empire's eye for real, is the same that he's making to Saw in the macro scale, which is that, you know, we can all have these, you know, little victories here and there, but unless we start banding together, it's not going to amount to anything. And Luthen says in his other very good monologue for Saw Gerrera that he's a coward, that he's afraid of the Empire getting to the point where they're going to be so powerful that nobody can do anything about it. And Saw thinks that he's being scolded for the fact that he wants to be an iconoclast, that he wants to do things on his own, which for all intents and purposes, Luthen is actually doing. He's trying to say, no, you can't do this because it's not going to work in the long run. And for his part, Saw starts off very committed to staying on his own path, and Forrest Whitaker gets his own great monologue in here where he rattles off things about the Gorman Front and the Partisan Alliance, which I guess must be different from the Partisan Fronts. The Fronts and Alliances, right? And then Separatists and Human Cultists and Galaxy Partitionists and Sectorists. Let's not forget the Sectorists. He says that they are all lost, and he accuses Ando Krieger of being a separatist, or just says that he is, and that Maya Pei is a neo-Republican. So yeah, we are getting deep into the political philosophy with all of this talk from Saw. But he comes around by the end of episode 11 when Luthen goes to visit him again. He's like, yeah, I'm all in on Krieger. We, you know what we want to get out of this, and we're willing to work with him. Tell him that he has to accept my terms. So yeah, of course, Saw is still going to be Saw about some of this, but he comes around to Luthen's idea. And how unfortunate is it that Luthen has to say, maybe not? And what Luthen does in that scene with Saw is rather complex. It is a set of chess moves for all intents and purposes. So Luthen is connected with all of these various groups, but by revealing what's about to happen to Anto Krieger, he's putting his eggs in fewer baskets by saying, hey, Saw, I know what's going to happen. I'm telling you what's going to happen, which means that I am committing more of myself and my trust in you. And then with Luthen saying that Krieger has been in a room with Luthen, but has no idea who Luthen is and can't be a threat to Luthen if he's captured or taken prisoner. Well, first of all, we know Luthen will lie from time to time, but there's every reason to believe that that statement is accurate. He certainly wouldn't want to see Krieger captured if Krieger could identify him in any fashion. I mean, he's already issued a hit on Cassian Andor for that purpose, right? But he's willing to let Anto walk into his doom. So yes, I believe that he's telling Saw the truth in that moment. But it also becomes sort of a veiled threat of sorts to Saw, because Saw knows who Luthen is, and if Saw is captured, then Saw is a threat to Luthen, and Luthen's kind of letting Saw know that in this moment too. And on top of everything else, Luthen is letting Saw in on the long game, which is, you know, talking about how the ISB is going to feel invincible, and it's going to give Luthen and Saw a clear field of play, as Luthen puts it, which means that not only is Luthen putting his eggs in fewer baskets and more of them in with Saw, but he's also inviting Saw up to a new level of collaboration in this move. And he's doing so by making Saw partially responsible for the decision to let Krieger walk into the trap, because Saw says that he could let Krieger know, and Luthen says, yeah, I don't know what you'll do. You're the random factor here, which I believe is also an accurate statement from Luthen. But Saw commits to letting Krieger walk into the trap as well. And incidentally, this is another one of those situations where, and I've talked about it on the podcast from time to time, but the number 30 is often used in Star Wars in such a way that you could consider it to be a bit of a mythological number, right? That it's not necessarily 30, but 30 is meant to represent many, like a very large group of people, things, similar to how in the Bible they talk about, you know, Noah's Ark being gone for 40 days and 40 nights, but that's not supposed to be taken as a literal 40 days and 40 nights, at least by some reckonings. It's supposed to just mean that it was quite a long time without measure. So the idea of sending Krieger and his 30 men to their doom has a bit of mythological world building for the history of the Alliance, the early history of what will become the Rebel Alliance, in my book at least. But ultimately, I don't think Luthen is actually funding whole rebel organizations. Instead, it seems like he's providing targeted funding for specific operations to various rebellious organizations. Which, by the way, also kind of raises the question, where is Saw getting all of his money? I mean, it's suggested in Andor that his organization is flush with cash and is, you know, well funded for all intents and purposes. So where's Saw getting all his money? That would be something that would be interesting to find out, I think, if it hasn't been revealed already. So yeah. So that's what I've got for you about Luthen and his organization, his activities, the mouths that he has to feed, according to what he said to Mon Mothma. And that is going to do it for this episode of our continuing series of debriefings over season one of Andor. And that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.